All right, we begin the second quarter. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 7-0 Wimberley, but Fredericksburg faces a third down and goal from the Wimberley 5-yard line. Fredericksburg now moving from our left to right. Hobbs Price, the quarterback. He's got Sabera to his right in the backfield. Third and goal. Big play here. Long count. Looks left. Going to throw. Pressure. Runs up the middle. He's got the five. He stretches toward the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. Hobbs Price, individual effort as Fredericksburg scores.
That's the second time we've seen him really take nothing and turn it into something right there on the touchdown. We saw it earlier, the play off of the scramble that really four guys should have got him. Right there had another guy that probably should have taken him down. We got kind of a weird shenanigans going on right here. But it looks like we're going to bring the offense back on possibly.
See if they're going to go for two here. I see Price. Yep. No, Nebgen is back in. The kicker, that was kind of odd, wasn't it?
Well, they had six guys on the field and then took those six off and brought six new ones on. So it's a little switcheroo.
The switcheroo, that's the official name for it. Here's the extra point, and it is up, and it is good. Brand new ball game. 7 for Wimberley, 7 for Fredericksburg. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Our score, Wimberley and Fredericksburg. The Billies now will kick off after their impressive drive. Hobbs Price with a couple of big runs from the quarterback position. And now the Texans will get the ball. Their previous drive was not bad. They drove it 97 yards for a touchdown. See if they can replicate that here.
I got people making fun of my switcheroo and shenanigans comments here.
Nice. You want friends who make fun of you. That means they're really friends. They're going to try an onside kick.
He's gone.
Texans have it at the 48-yard line. Trying to get the number. He's run out of bounds at the 15. How about that? The Texans, that's Robbie Reyes on the return.
What a play right there. Catches it on the third hop and takes it, out like a bolt of lightning. I thought he was gone. I didn't think anybody was catching him.
I saw the ball when it was kicked off, but then I kind of lost. Very hard to see the ball here tonight. And the next thing you know, you see Reyes scooping that thing up like a shortstop and sprinting down the field.
I see a flag down here, but I don't know what the flag could be for. I mean, the play was so quick, there's definitely not a hold, and there's no block in the back because
offsides.
He was the only guy there.
They call it offsides on the kicking team.
I bet we decline that.
I guess, I would imagine. Obviously, they were a little antsy trying to get their hands on that onside kick, right?
Yeah, I would say so. He,
how about
man,
that?
He come out of there like a bolt of lightning. He was gone.
Lance Moffitt goes into his bag of tricks here in the second quarter against the Texans.
He may not do that one again. He may double think that. It did, one, it didn't go 10 yards. Two, they were offsides. And three, it went the other way for 35 yards.
Right.
That
was negative.
Strike three.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Let's see where they're marking that. I thought he was down at the 15, but no, they're going to mark him down at the 11-yard line. So Texans already in the red zone.
Will they give him the penalty? I wonder if that's a penalty assessed after the kick there. Tack it on to the end of the run.
Maybe that's what happened, because I swear he was out of bounds at about the 15 or 16. At any rate, the ball is at the 11-yard line. Weeks will turn, and he'll give it up the middle to Carruthers.
Did the
ball come out?
Yep.
Fumble, and it looks like Fredericksburg has it.
It is. It's picked up by number 58 for Fredericksburg battling Billies.
About that? We've seen the weather play a role here tonight. JoJo Weeks not coming off the field. Let's see what they're going to call here. Texans offense stays on the field. And the Billies initially ran off the field as if they had gotten the fumble here, Jared. But they're going to mark that ball down at the 14-yard line. Texans with the football.
Huh, that's a...
How about that?
Maybe they call him down by contact right there. I don't know what that was. But we'll take it.
No doubt. Second down now. Texans have to get to the one to get the first down. Here's Weeks. Throws it out right side. It's caught at the 10. I believe that's Hayden Krebs over there.
Wyatt Mann.
No, it's Wyatt Mann. He gets it to the 10-yard line. That's a pickup of four. But it'll be third down now and nine, and they have to get it to the 1 yard line to get the first down.
You know, I'm
certainly in range of a Nick Foles field goal here, but we'll see. See if they can pick up this third down.
Got trips on the bottom side down here. A lot of times we see Stover kind of bubble screen it off. They had some success a minute ago.
Back to throw. Weeks will throw it right side to Carruthers. It's incomplete. In and out of his hands, and it'll be fourth down now. Let's see what Doug Warren wants to do. He's going to go ahead and try to kick this thing, I think. Yeah. Sending out Nick Coles. Ball is spotted at the 10, so it'll be about a 27-yard field goal attempt, 26 maybe. Stover, the holder. It's going to be a 27-yard field goal attempt by Nick Coles. Texans trying to get some points now after getting that onside kick and getting it to the 11. Coles now with the try. It is up, and it is good. 27-yard field goal by Nick Coles. Stay with us, everybody. Texans lead at 10-7. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Texans take the three-point lead. Nick Coles on the 27-yard field goal. They lead it 10-7 over Fredericksburg here tonight on a rainy, misty night in Fredericksburg. Here's the kickoff. It's a line driver. It's going to be taken at the 6-yard line to the 15, to the 20. Look out, moving left side. Now out to the 25 and brought down right there is the return man. That's Caleb Wilkins, and that's where Fredericksburg will have it, first down and 10. See where they spot it. Looks like they're going to spot it about the 26-yard line. First down and 10.
Yeah, and a big defensive stand right here for the Texans. You got to think there's man, I can't even see. This box is so small. I don't know how much time's left on the clock, but it's got to be
10:28.
Yeah, and if you got the opportunity here, turnover or a change possession on downs and take back long drive. The Billies get the ball at the second half, so you really want to take it right here.
Price will give it to Sabera. No, he's going to take it himself. He's got the 30 and a nice run. He picks up about 9 yards out to the 35-yard line. They've got to figure something out with this running quarterback, Hobbs Price. Pickup of 9, second down and 1, and now quickly to the line of scrimmage. Sabera behind him in the backfield, and he'll get the handoff this time. First down and more. Look out. 40, 45, 50. He might go. He's got the 30. He's got the 20. He's got the 10. They're not going to catch him. Sabera, 66 yards. Touchdown, Fredericksburg.
Man, he just ran literally right up the middle. You talked about it earlier, the fact that they maybe found a void in the middle of that defensive line right there, and nobody has an opportunity as they're stacked up on the back side, on the top side of the field with wide receivers. Defensive backs, safeties are up there. Nobody there to run him down. Benoli tries to run him down, but really doesn't have an opportunity, and he runs 66 yards. And really, I don't know if he got touched, to be honest with you.
How about that? In about a minute and a half, we've had a couple of scores as Nebgen now will come on and try to tack on the extra point. Yeah, once he got in the secondary, he was long gone. The extra point try is up, and it is good. Fredericksburg leads it, 14-10 over Wimberley. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Back at Battling Billy Stadium in Fredericksburg, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Fredericksburg has taken a 14-10 lead over the Wimberley Texans here with 9:57 left to play in the second quarter. That was William Sabera, the running back, on a 61-yard burst up the middle. Fredericksburg now going to kick off. I bet they don't try that onside kick again. I think you're right, Jared.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to be kicking it deep now.
No. Here's the kickoff. It is deep and high. Taken by Krebs at the 1. He's got the 10, the 15, moving left now, trying to find some running room and run out of bounds is Krebs at about the 17-yard line. That's where the Texans' offense will take over. Texans could use a good drive here now, Jared, to regain this momentum.
Yeah, just really what I was talking about a minute ago, obviously I was hoping for a turnover or a change of possession on downs or whatever it may have been, punt. But what the Texans really need to do right here, obviously knowing that the Billies are going to come out getting the ball at the second half, a long sustained drive right here. We've seen it so many times. We've seen some short passes, and today we've seen some good running plays as well by Moss Carruthers. And just a real good, obviously you got to put some points on the board right here. We're going into half. You don't want to give them the ball with a couple minutes left, and then them coming out of the first half as well. It could get out of hand for the Wimberley Texans. So a big drive right here for number 16, JoJo Weeks.
Umbrellas out in the stands. Weather is factor weather here tonight, without question. Weeks will turn, gives it to Carruthers. He's got the 20 and is able to stretch it out. Well, they're going to spot him down right at the 20. It'll be a pickup of 3. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, hadn't been a whole lot of room for Moss. What we have seen him gain, he's gained on his own. We saw a couple big runs. Just tough sledding right now. Seems like I don't know if the field is wet, kind of what you were talking about a minute ago, or if it's just a situation where the offensive line will make those adjustments. You said it before, Doug Warren is unbelievable at making adjustments. We'll look for him today as well.
Second down and 7 from the 20-yard line. Weeks will take it. He's going to run up the middle. That's the first time we've seen that play, and it's pretty effective as he's able to get 5 yards out to the 25-yard line. That'll set up a second down and, a third down and 2.
Kind of following a playbook out of Hobbs over there from the Billies on that one, just getting that extra blocker, letting Moss Carruthers get his nose up in there and block for you. And a gain of, 5 yards right there for the Texans on second down.
Texans playing from behind for the second time in 2 weeks. Of course, they fell behind 12-0 last week against Canyon Lake and came back to get the win. Weeks now turns, tried to set up the screen left side to Gavin Martinez. In and out of Gavin's hands, incomplete. Fourth down and 2 now, and Mann will come on to punt.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was just talking about, what you really don't need right there. Good pass, drop ball right there by Martinez. Again, one he's going to ask and say that he's going to want back, but an opportunity right here for the Billies. If you're thinking, same situation, what I just talked about, take some time off the clock, long scoring play, and get the ball coming out of the first half.
Price now will be deep. The dangerous Price standing at his own 35. Mann with the punt. It's another good one. And Price is going to let it bounce, and he shouldn't have. That takes a Wimberley bounce. Wow, what a Wimberley bounce. Way down to the 9-yard line. Goodness.
That's
that is
huge
literally
boot.
A 61-yard punt there, Jared. That was unbelievable by Mann. And if you don't think a punter is a tool and a weapon for you, you're crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, that ball's from the 25. Literally flips the field completely. I mean, that's a what a good job by him. I mean, that's a boom if you're here watching it. And his punts, man, they're to use the word majestic is a little. Little awkward.
That fits.
But it's turns over nicely. Good bounce out of it. Good coverage by the Texans. And pins them deep right here.
Price, the quarterback, will be standing inside his 5-yard line. I don't know why I'm standing up. I can't see through this window any better.
I am standing up.
Price has got it right up the middle.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Uh-oh.
15, 20, 30, right sideline. He's got the 50, the 40, the 30, and finally run out of bounds by Gavin Martinez. Unbelievable. He took it from his own 9 to the Wimberley 19-yard line. How about that? About a 71-yard run there by Price, the quarterback. He's killing Wimberley right now, isn't he?
Yeah, that's again, straight up the middle. And a good run too. Really, that's a 2-cut run by Hobbs. I mean, that's all it is cut one is at the line, cut two's on the outside.
Ball at the 19. Now they're going to throw it over the middle, and that's incomplete, not anywhere near the receiver. So it'll be second down and 10, again from the Wimberley 19-yard line. I think if I was Fredericksburg, I don't think I'd throw another pass the rest of the game.
I think that may have just been one of those that everybody's tired, so we're just going to flip one out and lose it down right here. They could have taken a knee right there. No, I'm just joking. It's Hobbs did have a good run right there, but
he probably was a little tired.
I guarantee it. They'll continue to throw it, but with this ground game, there's no reason for him to even put the ball in the air this wet rain.
Not until the Texans figure it out, that's for sure. Here's Sabera now. Nope, Price fakes the handoff. He's got the 15, and he's able to wriggle his way down close to the 10-yard line. And that's going to be third down now and 2. Let's see where they spot. They spotted at the 12. He's got to get to the 9 for the first down, so I'm going to do the quick math. Third down and 3. Big, big play here, Jared. Sabera behind Price, the quarterback, takes the snap, gives it to Sabera, powers his way forward, trying to get to the 10, but he doesn't make it. He gets it close to the 10, and he's going to be short. How big is this play going to be now? Fourth and a long one, depending on where they spot it. No, call it fourth and 2 because they spot it at the 11.
They got a great field goal kicker. I can't imagine that they're going to try to go for this, but it does look like they're going to. So, of course, they've been running the ball well.
Huge play here. Fourth down and 2. Price, the quarterback. He has Sabera to his right. Long count. Crowd on its feet, imploring Wimberley to hold him. Maybe they were trying to draw him off sides now, Jared. Yeah, they're going to call a timeout now and probably going to run the field goal kicker out.
Yep.
I think you're right. They're going to want to go ahead and take these, what is normally an automatic 3 points, but in this rain and this wind, there's nothing automatic about it here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And again, with just below 7 minutes left here in the second quarter, they've got an opportunity to stretch the lead to a full touchdown right here. I can't imagine that if you're the Billies, you don't take that opportunity. You and I talked before the pregame. We saw the kicker, Nebkin, had a good foot on him and pretty good accuracy as well. So I think you put the ball on the plate and let him kick it. And
no doubt.
Try to get that at least one touchdown lead for the Texans if you come out of it with what you would consider to be basically almost a touchdown run, 71-yard run by Hobbs earlier. Good job by Gavin Martinez to kind of look back at that tackle to push him out of bounds. That saved you 4 points right here. So somewhat of a win by the Texans.
And Gavin might have been the only one that could have run him down.
Yeah, Kowalski was trying, but Gavin got him.
Nebgen's going to line this up and set it up with Price the holder. So keep that in the back of your mind. It's going to be a 28-yard field goal attempt from the 18 right hash mark. Hold is down, the kick is up, certainly long enough, and it is good. 6:50 left to play in our ball game. Fredericksburg 17, Wimberley 10. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
Back in Fredericksburg, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson has come up here. He's got his hoodie on. He kind of got tired of getting rained on.
It's cold and raining out there. What are y'all doing up there?
What are we doing? You're sending the young guy out in the stands to sit out there in the rain.
A couple lazy guys like us sitting up here.
Right.
Zach can now see that literally I can't even see the numbers on the jerseys.
Yeah,
it's so wet.
He may decide to go back out. Here's the kickoff now by Nebkin. It is high and deep, and it bounces, and Krebs is going to take it right at the goal line. He's got the 20, beyond the 20, beyond the 25, and out to the 29-yard line is Hayden Krebs. And it'll be first down and 10 for this Wimberley offense with 6:41 left to play. Texans have two timeouts left, so we don't have to start talking about timeouts quite yet.
Krebs catches it off the bounce there. A little
kind of scary
unorthodox, we'll call it, but we talked last week, and we've seen it this week early in the game, that he likes to really move east and west, and on that one just puts his head down, runs north and south, and actually gets a good return. Starts out on the goal line, gets all the way down to the 29-yard line. So really almost the best starting position for the Texans tonight.
Weeks will have Carruthers to his left in the backfield. Texans need to generate something on offense, and as I say that, flags are thrown prior to the snap. See what this is all about. It was thrown by the umpire. It's going to be a false start on the Wimberley offense. So before they even start the drive, they're going to back them up five. It'll be first down and 15. Texans really haven't played explosive Texans offense in a couple of games now, Jared. I mean, even last week they got the win, but it certainly wasn't clicking like it had the 3 weeks previously and here tonight. And, of course, some of it you can attribute to this sloppy, lousy weather, but both teams have to play in it, as those coaches will quickly tell you.
Yeah, they haven't seen it really. We hadn't seen that big play in about five and a half quarters right now, so we'll continue to watch for it. We know it's there.
Ball at the 14, flip it out left side to Stover, looking for running room, breaks a tackle, 30, look out, 35, 40, he's got the first down. Nice pitch and catch from Weeks to Stover, move the chains out to the 42-yard line.
And we continue to see Stover. He's kind of that safety blanket, that little security blanket that JoJo's got. He does things, and old Twinkle Toes makes things happen out there. And just a good run after the catch right there by Stover. Looked like he may have been bottled up, but continued to keep his feet moving and got about 7-8 more.
So first down and 10 for the Texans now. Stover's got nice hair, too. He's got a good hair. Doesn't matter, I guess. Give to that's Carruthers up the middle. I don't think he got it past the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 now for the Texans.
Yeah, he was stuffed, I mean, immediately, and they're going to give it to him back dead at the line of scrimmage, I think, just because of that's where the pile was.
Well, actually, they're going to back him up a yard. It'll be second down now and 11. Yeah, it's back to the 41 now. So it'll be second down 11. Gave him a loss of a yard. Not sure I agree with the spot, but again, compared to last week, these officials have been excellent tonight.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Second down and 11. Weeks going to roll right. Looking, and now throwing right side deep. He's got Stover. Oh, and Stover dropped it at the Fredericksburg 30. Might have been able to take it all the way. Who knows? It would have been close, though. If nothing else, it would have been a huge play. As it is, incomplete. Third down and 11.
Ooh, and that's one. You see Stover really go down to his hands and knees at that point and think,
man,
that's one that he's going to wish he had back. You're exactly right. He had an opportunity right there to maybe take that one to the house.
And you don't see that very often, so we can go ahead and give him a pass on that one because he doesn't drop them often.
Yeah, no, for sure. He's about as sure-handed as they come.
Third down and 11 now. Texans need to convert here. Back to throw. Looking down the middle. Weeks throws it right side now and incomplete. He got pressure. Tried to hit Krebs, who thought he was interfered with, but no flags. Texans will have to punt again. It'll be Mann who will be deep to punt. Texans need another big punt out of Mann as Price is again deep. They're going to send two people deep now to try to keep from that big bounce happening. It's going to be Price along with Jared Beard. Texans offense really sputtering in this second quarter, Jared.
Yeah, just haven't quite caught where they need to be yet, and so just a couple drops here and there, and it just continues.
Here's the snap. It's going to be a pretty short punt for Wyatt Manza. His usual expectations, but it does bounce inside the 30-yard line, and it is killed there at the 28, and that's where Fredericksburg will have it. 5.5 minutes left to play, and they've got a timeout to play with as well.
Yeah, you can look at Wyatt. If you look at Wyatt and Cade both, they're over here. They got their helmets off, and they're just not happy with either one of the performance. Cade obviously wants to catch that ball, and Wyatt Mann wants to get a better punt out of that one. But, from the grand scheme of things, not a terrible punt. It's just going to force the Texans at this point right now. They're going to have to get a defensive stop. I mean, there's nothing to it right now.
Price, the quarterback. Yeah, and JoJo Weeks, I just saw him on the sideline come over and pat his offensive linemen individually and say, hey, we're going to get it going, you know. And frankly, if Stover had come up with that catch, we'd be talking about something completely differently now. Fredericksburg's going to take its final timeout with 5.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Let's take it with them. Wimberley is trailing 17-10. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Back in Fredericksburg. 17-10, the Billies lead it. Ball at their own 28-yard line, and that's going to be a carry by the quarterback again. Price faked the handoff, and he is really doing a good job on that zone read here tonight. He's making the good decisions as he's able to step off about 13 yards out to the 41-yard line. Another 1st-and-10 for Fredericksburg. And this time he'll give it to his running back off left tackle. Spin move at the 45, another one at the 50. Think he's got enough for the first down. That was Caleb Wilkins on the carry. And the Billies continue to move these chains here tonight.
We have got to find an answer for the ground attack right here. They're just last three series. Obviously they got the field goal last time, but the 71-yard burst, 66-yard touchdown before that. Got to figure out a way. Coach Warren and this defense got to figure out a way to wrangle these guys in.
Ball now sits at the Wimberley 49, another 1st-and-10. Price has it. He will turn and give it to Sabera up the middle. Not a lot of running room this time, though. Might have gotten a yard to the 48, but that's it. So it'll be 2nd down now and 9 for the Billies. The clock is moving at 4:26 left to play in the second quarter. Again, Fredericksburg with no timeouts remaining. Texans really need to come up with a defensive stop here late in the first half as Fredericksburg will get the ball first in the second half. The fake handoff. It's Price looking for running room, and he is going to be brought down in the backfield this time. That's Moss Carruthers, and he lost about 3 yards back to the 50, so it'll be third down and 11.
And that's that tackle that we haven't been able to make yet. We saw Hobbs earlier get away from three or four different defenders that were right there for the sack. Moss was able to hold on to that one right there, and I said earlier that we're going to have to figure it out. And those tackles for losses is a huge, huge, huge bonus if you're the Texans when those quarterbacks and running backs really are having their way with you right now.
Yeah, and Price is just, he's like trying to tackle a bar of soap. That was a great job, one-on-one tackling. Third down and 11. Looking left is Price, and he's going to throw it over the middle. It's incomplete, not anywhere close to being complete. And it's going to be fourth down and 11. I would imagine that Lance Moffitt would play field position and punt the ball. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. You're going to want to pin them deep right here. Of course, the scoring drive that Wimberley had was started from the three. So we'll see where this one ends up.
Nebgen will be back to punt. He is the kicker and the punter. Gavin Martinez. And, Gavin, if you got a big punt return in you, now would be a good time to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if he's got his radio in his ears.
I'm sure he does. Nebgen stands at his own 37, takes the snap, gets it away, got pressure on the punt. It's going to bounce, and Gavin takes it at the 15. Nice job. 20, left sideline, 25, and skips out of bounds at the 29. That's a great job by Gavin because that ball was getting ready to skip on inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, the defender, I thought he was going to catch it for a minute.
I thought he was too.
Just going to go out and catch it. But Gavin catches it on the one hop and gets away from him to end up picking up, what, 12, 13 yards
there.
So that's a big change of momentum when you're talking about a ball within the five, and now all of a sudden you're talking about it on the 27-yard line of the Texans. So big, big play right there by Gavin Gonzalez. Hopefully the Texans can put together a drive right here before the half ends.
3:13 left to play in the first half. Texans with two timeouts remaining. Trailing it 17-10, and we are at Fredericksburg tonight. Both teams come into the game 4-0. Here's the give to Carruthers. He's going to be wiped out in the backfield. He lost a couple of yards back to the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and 12. Texans just can't generate anything consistently on offense here tonight.
Yeah, just haven't had that. We've talked about it before. They haven't had that explosive play yet, which really, you know, anytime you start stretching the field a little bit, it opens up that inside for a runner like Moss Carruthers. They just haven't had that opportunity. We saw it earlier with Stover. Unfortunately, he dropped that ball. So we'll see what they run here.
Back to throw is Weeks. He's got a man. It's Martinez over the middle to the 45. He's trying to hit the home run. He's going left to the 50. Takes a big hit, but holds on to the ball. And down to the Fredericksburg 46-yard line. There's a big play for you, Jarrett.
Yeah, that's one right there. It's exactly what I was just talking about. One that opens up the middle of the field a little bit. Double coverage ends up falling off of Gavin Martinez right there, thinking it's going to be either a run or stacking it inside for the run or the short pass, and Gavin gets open on the post pattern across the middle and a big catch.
And a great throw by Weeks, too. That was his most impressive throw tonight. Back to throw from the 46. He's going to Martinez again. It's deep, and it's overthrown. Martinez was at the 10-yard line. Pretty well covered, though. Incomplete. 2:05 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a screen pass there for a minute. The left side of the defensive line for the Billies was just coming. I mean, they were on the way. So I don't know if it was a design rollout to the near side here for JoJo, and he just didn't roll, saw something instantly. But a shot taken right there. Gavin just couldn't come down with it.
Martinez has to come over and get some water after that big play, and then he ran the deep pattern down to the 10-yard line. He's taking a play off. Second down and 10 now. Ball at the Fredericksburg 46. Flip it out right side. That looks like Krebs, and he's going to be tackled and swarmed under back near the 50-yard line. They're going to give him progress, though, to the 50. Still a loss of four, and it'll be third down now and 14. They got to get it close to the 35 for the first down. 1:44 left to play, and I don't think Doug Warren's going to be in a big, big hurry here, Jared. He certainly doesn't want to give them the ball back.
Yeah,
by the same token, he'd like some points, too.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And this is a key play right here because at minimum you want to get it down within its, third and four, third and five. Obviously, you're probably still going to go for it at that point with the time left on the clock. So we'll see what they call up.
Back to throw is Weeks, looking deep. Now he's going to throw it to the right side, caught by Stover. for the first down, down to the 34-yard line, steps out of bounds. That's a nice-looking play. First down for the Texans. Stops the clock at 1:16.
You know, and if you're running a play in practice and you say, hey, typically those outs are, you know, 10-yard outs, whatever it may be, and you're thinking, if you're Cade Stover, that's an excellent job of adjusting to making it, you know, 14, 15-yard out and making sure you're past the sticks for the first down.
That was perfect. Weeks now will roll left. Looking, he's got pressure, but throws it away incomplete. A late flag is thrown. He threw it, and it was near Moss Carruthers, so I'm assuming this is not going to be intentional grounding, maybe a hold. We'll see what the call is. Carruthers was in the area of the football.
Yeah, there was really two right there.
Now, Weeks did try to throw the ball to avoid the sack. There's no question about it, but he had a receiver in the vicinity, and that might be what the officials are talking about. Three of them are gathered, having a little conference meeting. The head man is talking. Hopefully, cool heads will prevail here.
There are two fouls on the play against the offense. Intentional grounding by the offense. The ball did not reach the line of scrimmage.
I see. Well, he's right about that.
By number 70 and 44.
They're going to call Moss Carruthers for a chop block, the guy who was the intended receiver. So
right.
That's not.
Well, he's definitely right about it. I had forgotten about it. He didn't get the ball to the line of scrimmage. There's no question about that.
And it is the ball belongs to the offense at the spot of the foul with a loss of down.
And I love the official just explaining everything to us, Jared. That's great.
Yeah, good job by the PA announcer as well, knowing his stuff, man.
Puts it at the 44-yard line. And it's going to be first down and a little more than, about 20. Again, the clock is at 1:10 left to play. Second down, actually. They're at the 44. They got to get to the, to the 24. I guess that's right. Second down and 20. Weeks looking left. Screen over the middle. Caught, but it's diagnosed by the Fredericksburg defense. Carruthers is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle by Dalen Nebgen, the kicker.
Yeah, you don't.
How about that?
You don't see that all the time. But the kicker coming up there making a good play. We saw the opportunity earlier. We're going to get a timeout here by the Texans.
Texans took a timeout. We'll keep it here. 58 seconds left to play in the first half. We don't want to miss any of this last minute. What do you do now, Jared? That's why you're the color analyst and the football expert. It's third down and 20. You're at the other team's 45-yard line, so dial me up a third down and 20 conversion here, Jared.
You know, I mean, you got to bring something out a little bit, but if I'm Coach Warren, that they've got the opportunity whenever they put on the high side, single receiver running that post pattern, and they've had some opportunity right there. So maybe even we talked about it earlier, and maybe even JoJo going through the progressions or even a fake out to a swing pass here to the close side and a post on the top either by Wyatt Mann, Gavin Martinez. Both of them run that post pattern really, really well.
Right.
And so, but we'll see. I mean, I look for something right here that's just going to be maybe a fake to Stover here on the bottom side. And then we do have Wyatt Mann alone on the top. They're going to actually take Stover up there. They're going to run twins on both sides here, so never mind on my idea of the single side high. But
Stover's in the slot now. And
maybe he'll go in motion.
Well, we're ready to go here on third and 20 from Fredericksburg 45. Weeks, pressure, rolling right, and now he just throws it away. It's incomplete. So that'll set up a fourth down, and it'll stop the clock at 52 seconds remaining. And clearly, Mann will go ahead and punt this football, I would imagine.
They're thinking about it. They're probably going to let this clock. Well, no, it's not going to run.
The clock stops on the incompletion, of course, and so I think
they're going to bring out Krebs. It looks like they're going to go for this.
Yeah, Krebs is coming out. Mann is a receiver, and he split out wide right. Well, I guess Doug Warren is thinking, well, there's not much time left on the clock, and the Billies have no timeouts remaining. Maybe they'll just get up here and try to draw them offside and then punt the ball. Who knows? Here's Weeks. Nope, they're going to play it. Back to throw is JoJo over the middle. He's got a receiver.
Oh, there's a penalty, though.
And the receiver was hit in the secondary. Late flags come in. And they were trying to hit Krebs over the middle there, Jared, and Hayden took a big, big hit. He's walking off the field now, takes his helmet off. And you're right, that he was completely helpless looking for the ball when he got zapped there, Jared.
Yeah, he was coming across, and he was thinking about jumping up high. And, I mean, that's a boy, that's a picture
dangerous
of hitting a defenseless receiver right there. He's not looking, and you hit him really helmet to helmet right in the middle. Krebs takes his helmet off immediately. You can tell he's kind of wrung a little bit, but he
now he's putting his helmet back on, coming back out on the field.
They're going to call targeting, which means he is he's going to be disqualified, if I'm correct. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah. It looks like that he's running off.
Jarrett Beard looks like the young man that was going
the
off.
The field. So now in Jarrett's defense, I don't think he was trying to hurt anybody. He just gave him a big hit in the secondary, but you just can't do that. They're gonna put the ball at the 30-yard line now of Fredericksburg. What a big, big break that is for Wimberley, Jarrett, on fourth down and 20.
Yeah, that's a huge gift right there by the Billies. You got to take advantage of this one right here if you're the Texans.
Weeks rolling right now, throwing long to Stover. He got it at the five. Did he get
that's
it
him.
In? Did he stretch it into the goal line? They haven't signaled it yet.
There
touchdown.
It is.
There it is. 30 yards. JoJo Weeks to Cade Stover. Touchdown to Wimberley.
Man, what a when you talk about things that change a game right there, you're at fourth and 21, and all of a sudden, you know, you get an opportunity, really a gift at that point to get another snap or another couple snaps. A great pass right there by JoJo Weeks right over the defender. Cade Stover says, I'm not dropping another one. And this ball game with an extra point is going to be tied going into half.
Here's Cole's kick. It's up and good. 38 seconds remaining. Our score, Wimberley 17, Fredericksburg 17. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Texans have tied the score. What's been an entertaining first half, 17-17, as Nick Coles will kick off with 38 seconds left to play. And here's the line drive kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 5-yard line, to the 10, 15, 20, and to the 25-yard line is the return man. That's Joshua Hanley. And that's where the Billies will take it. First down and 10. No timeouts, but they've got 32 seconds to play with here. Billies, again, will get the ball first in the second half here, too, and that might play into Lance Moffitt's play-calling selection here. Texans have definitely regained the momentum, Jared.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever that, again, forcing off of the penalty or momentum off of the penalty is just really a situation. You lose a guy if you're the Billies. Obviously, whether he's a starter or whether he's not a starter, whatever it is, it still impacts you a little bit, and truth be told, Beard is the guy who covers Stover on that play. Ejected from the game, Stover comes down with a touchdown catch.
Flannery is in at quarterback now, and he just throws this one away right side. No receiver anywhere.
In the pocket, too.
Near where the ball hit, but no flag. It'll be incomplete.
Yeah, he's still in the pocket.
Seriously,
as well with that
Sean,
play.
Sean Majors was deep, but he was 15, 20 yards away from where the ball hit the ground. At any rate, no flag. Yeah, you're right. That's good coaching right there. You see the guy who goes off the field, and then you target his position with the pass right after that. You're right about that. Here's the give up the middle to Sabera, and he takes it. He's going to be wiped out. Loss of one. Texan team looks a little more fired up right now, Jared, as the clock is at 15 seconds left. And and it is rolling. That might be your last play of the first half.
Yeah, I think if you're the Billies right here, you don't want to even have the opportunity to fumble a snap or do whatever it is. You don't have any timeouts, and your only success to this point has been running. Just let the first half run out, get the ball back, and a 0-0 game with half a football game.
17-17 at halftime, Wimberley and Fredericksburg. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP. Serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at HillCountryHapkido.com.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at BallBrothersPainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.